I remember I had a dream. A dream to be a world and Olympic champion. To travel the world and experience different cultures and to use my platform to inspire my generation. I had a dream. But I remember a day that would change my life forever. It was September 12th, 1997. It was a Friday night, and I just got home from college, and I was so excited to be able to spend time with my family. My dad picked me up from the airport, gave me a big old hug, and I was especially excited to be able to spend time with my cousin Manuel. We used to call him Big Head because he had this big old head, man. But he was a jokester, and we were going to have a good time, and we had made plans for him to come and pick up my little brother Jason around 9 o'clock, and so he rolls up in his mom's Astro van, and we get in the car, and we're laughing, and we're talking, just so excited, and we're going to go over to the next town to spend time with my cousins, and we rode downtown San Jose, and as we were driving there, I noticed this white car on the left-hand side that was parked, and these guys that were sitting on it, and as we got closer, they stood up on their feet, and they began to look at the van with anger in their eyes, and I looked at my cousin, and I asked him, hey, who are those guys? He goes, hey, Tony, don't worry about it. Just some guys we had problems with. So we kept on driving and talking, and we picked up Ralph and Fred, and we're about to get onto the freeway. And I just looked up in the rearview mirror, and I looked back, and I noticed that same white car that those guys were sitting on, they were tailgating us. I mean, almost in the point to make us wreck. So I told my cousin Manuel, hey, pull over. Let them pass us. So Manuel pulls over, and that car goes around the left-hand side of us, and they turn around, and now they face us. And then they stop. And my heart starts kind of beating, and I look at my cousin Manuel, and I ask him, hey, what's going on? And he didn't say anything, and thoughts began to start running through my mind, and I'm waiting, and I'm looking, and the worst thing takes place. From that back side of the car, out comes Alahan holding a gun. Before we can even do anything, these gunshots went off. And I remember that I looked over at my cousin, and the bullet had shot him in his cheek, and it came out the back of his head, and I had blood everywhere, and that car took off, and his foot slammed on the gas pedal, and I grabbed the wheel, and I'm trying to miss cars and people, and I'm pulling back into the parking lot, and just don't know what to do, and it's getting crazy, and we're getting up to about 60 miles an hour, and we cross the street, and we hit a brick building. The sliding door from the van, it flew off. Ralph, in the back bench seat, his legs sit underneath the bench, and they got locked, and he went flying over, and they broke. My little brother hit his face, and it messed up his knee. My cousin Manuel, because he was out, his face hit all the glass in the mirror, and because I had the wheel and that impact from my leg popped into my lower back, and excruciating pain began to take over. It was like if someone hit me in the back with a metal bat, and I could barely breathe. I just remember, Jesus, help. And I remember my little brother getting out the van. He's like, Tony, you okay? And I was pointing at my back. It's my back. And he runs around to the other side, and he grabs my cousin, Manuel, wake up, Manuel. Wake up, Manuel. And I'm trying to look over to see my cousin, but I couldn't because my back hurt so much. And I remember that the ambulance coming, you can hear the sirens and them talking and thinking about how they were going to pull this mangled van apart, and they got the jaws of life and began to start cutting things, and they took us to the hospital. And when we got there, and the doctors looked at everything in the x-rays, and they came and they talked to me. They told me, we have some bad news for you, that you fractured your L2 vertebrae, and most likely you're never going to be able to wrestle again. It was like a ton of bricks. It just hit me. But what was worse was my dad came in that night, and he had told me that my cousin was dead, that they had murdered him. And in one moment, being able to run like 14 miles, now I can't even get out of bed. My life was changed. My identity was stripped. Talk about losing who you were. And at that moment, I lost all things. Now, I remember my mom and dad put a bed in the living room for me, and every day my mom had helped me take me a shower and go to the bathroom. 19 years old, and I couldn't even do those things by myself. And I sunk into this deep and this dark place and depressed and, you know, just trying to find out some answers. And, you know, I didn't blame God, nor did I hate him. But I know inside that I was lost and I was broken. You know, my mom, she kept on praying for me and she was standing in my face. Mijo, don't give up. God's got a plan for your life. Plan to bless you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. And, you know, I wanted to trust that. I wanted to believe, but inside I was just so broken and all hope was taken from me. But I had coaches and I had friends and people that began to start praying for me. My mom didn't give up. My dad didn't give up. And they would pray for me and speak life into me. And little by little, God's light started shining into the darkest places of me. And I began that this hope would be restored inside, and I wanted to believe. I had this friend from high school. Her name was Cecilia. I'll never forget her. She was a cheerleader, and she had heard what had happened to me, and she invited me to her church. And the pastor was preaching about how God loved us and how he wanted to heal us, even the brokenhearted and the mentally disturbed, and those bodies God could restore. And I remember when they were done, I went up there and they prayed for me and they laid hands on me. And I remember when I went back home that night and I didn't feel different physically, but my mind. In Romans chapter 12 says, be renewed by the transforming of your mind. And that night my mind was transformed. Now inside of me, I began to hear, you know that Rocky song? That Eye of the Tiger song. My mom used to tell me, Tony, you got to have the Eye of the Tiger. And I started to hear that song inside of me. And this hope started to raise up. I mean, I would grab like this 1 pound weight and I'd be like, and I grabbed the rubber bands that the doctors will give me and I just would pray, God, just let me put my shoes on one more time and run around the block. And I go and I'd be able to start running little by little. And God, just let me put my wrestling shoes on one more time. And I would put them on and I'd get in the mirror and just kind of bend over. And little by little, I was able to get inside the room and start working out again and start training. And I started going and I got all the way back to where I wrestled again. And I won my very first tournament back. I knew it was God. He let me wrestle one more time to show me that it was him that had healed me. And I didn't know this at the time, but my cousin Manuel, he had accepted Jesus Christ before he died, 2 weeks before. God got a hold of my mom and dad in a special way and got a hold of my life and began now this journey. Didn't know what I was going to do, but I had a friend by the name of Pastor Felix that invited me to come down to Southern California, this little Bible school called Latin American Bible Institute. I said, God, I'll give you 1 year. He ended up taking three. My last two semesters there, I got straight A's, and I knew that was God because I struggled with studying. Transferred over to Vanguard University and moved to Santa Ana. And there was this coach that Bill Grant, a friend of mine, told me about, Scott Glab, that I needed to talk to him. And I went over there, and he was doing this program that I had never even heard, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. 14 years of my life, sports. And now God intersecting that into my life. And I remember volunteering for 2 years. And my very first time I got a chance to go to the UC Santa Barbara camp, I took about 30 wrestlers with me. And I got there and I stood and I looked all around all these college athletes in love with God. And using their platform to share about Christ. I mean, inside of me birthed like this new dream. You see, God had taken that broken one and restored me and birthed now new vision. And I remember going back to Santa Ana, and when I graduated from Vanguard, I was speaking at the FCA freshman wrestling tournament, and there on the side was this two big old white dudes and this one big old white Mexican guy. Well, that's what we call him. But it was Mark Boyer and Barry Martinez. And they came over to me and they talked to me and they shook my hand. They introduced a man. We've been praying about a guy to work in the urban OC. How would you like to come on staff? And so we began this relationship of them preparing for me. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for their hearts and their good steward that they were able to bring me on staff even before I had raised any money. And from there, they began to start training me and build me up. And I told God, I'll give you a year. And this past year, I just started my 8th year on full-time staff with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You see, God has given me a new dream. And as I look back at these past 8 years, I see how God has used this platform. And I coached for 6 years, and being able to take these wrestlers to FCA camp and now at UCLA, it's been amazing. That I'm able to give 30 kids in my area $300 scholarships each to be able to take them. But what's so cool is I look back now, I have guys that I coached at that time that are now in my local high schools coaching and running my FCA clubs with me. This past week on Thursday, we started Orange County FCA Wrestling Club for little guys. And those coaches called me up, hey, we heard what you're doing. We want to come and help you coach. And so now I'm mentoring those kids that were high schools that are now coaches. And I say, you got to be in Bible study with me. So tomorrow they're going to come to church with me and we're going to start. If you want to coach on the FCA Wrestling Club, you got to be with me here. So now God has just opened up this avenue. And for me, the dream to be able to raise up local kids from Santa Ana, and they would catch that same vision and heart to be able to go back into the inner city and be able to impact and influence people for Jesus Christ. And I want to personally thank you, because it's God's story in my life, but people have come around, and I believe that healing happens in community. And God has used you, whether you have known it or not, to be able to bring me on these past 8 years. And there's so many people throughout the United States now around the world that are able to work for FCA and do this thing that God has called them to do because of your support. And I'm so grateful that you guys are kingdom partners and you guys get that. Man, when we look and we stand at the end of all times and when that door closes, we're going to be able to look upon the dream that God has given all of us together, that we have worked and labored with the talents and the gifts that God has given us to be able to reach this generation for God's glory so that they may come to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Thank you. May God bless you and empower you that 2014 be an amazing year. In Jesus' name, amen.